When we finally found a shop that was open, it was beside a major checkpoint near the seafront, where the rebels had parked a huge mobile anti-aircraft gun. Every so often, they fired in celebration, with a chattering metallic clatter that made it feel as though the fabric of the night was being torn. Even the spent shell casings landing on the ground sounded like cracked dinner gongs being struck with a hammer. Gradually, the shop assistant and I made ourselves understood above the racket. We established that I needed a shirt that had no epaulettes, shoes with no tassels, and shorts I'd be able to fasten up with no one to help me, and no slogans, so not the slinky muscle shirt with the words "sexy skier" emblazoned across the chest. Eventually, we just settled on the biggest shirt to be found on rails which normally cater for Tripoli's snake-hipped fashionistas. It was still a little snug, but we had a deal.